This is one of those little oddities you encounter in telephone travels. In 1972, I was passing through Shenandoah National Park, between Sperryville and Luray, Virginia. I stopped at this area that is called Panorama, has a nice view of the mountains, a restaurant, and a few other things. I went indoors to a payphone, and the payphone, instead of having a regular phone number on it, was marked Panorama 7454. That was odd. I looked at the instruction card, and it was set up as a post-pay payphone, but the instruction card said, "Dial 0 and ask the operator to complete your call." I later revisited this place in August of 1976, and the only thing that had changed was that now the phone had a phone number, 118-7454. Still not normal, still post-pay, and it still said, "For all calls, dial 0 and ask the operator to complete your call." So here's a couple of things I recorded from this semi-manual phone.
Yes, can you tell me what exchanges only cost 20 cents to call from here?
Where are you calling from?
Shenandoah National Park.
What exchange are you calling from? Where are you?
You mean they have this divided into different...
Yes, what number is on the phone?
The number on the phone, no, is 118-7454.
A minute. Well, sir, you can't call anything local.
Well, there's nothing that costs 20 cents. I know I can't dial anything direct.
No, there's nothing local.
I see. Well, how much does it cost to call Luray? 743.
Hey, just a minute. You say you're at 118?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on just a minute. It's 50 cents for the first 3 minutes.
I see. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You know, I probably should have placed a call and just gotten that on tape. It was a cord board operator that handled the calls. But this is obviously a step office, a newer type Bell System CDO. You just can't dial anything. Here's what happens if you dial any digit other than zero.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, you may stay on the line and an operator will answer. This is a recording.
Direct assistance after 7. Now the number you're calling. Now the number you're calling.
Well, the other digits go to centralized intercept in Culpeper. I know that by the recording and the ring. Having been around Virginia enough, that's Culpeper. The trunk is 2600 controlled, very resonant. You could hear the cheep when the operator hung up. You'll also notice that she said directory assistance the first time. That's because the same operators that handle centralized intercept handle directory assistance. It's just a different mode that the call comes in on. And sometimes they'll answer with the wrong phrase. One thing I do know is that this central office is 999 as far as non-coin phones are concerned. That's the prefix. Administrative offices in this part of the park do have 999 numbers, and it's a local call from nearby Luray. That's why I asked if Luray was a local call, but from this payphone, it isn't. One thing I wanted to find out is maybe these last four digits are working in the 999 prefix. So this is 118-7454. Let's see if 999-7454 is listed with intercept as a working number.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, you may stay on the line and an operator will answer. This is a recording.
May I have the number you dial?
999-7454.
7454?
Yes.
That's not a working number for Shenandoah National Park.
Okay, thank you.
We did verify that the number 999-7454 does not ring when called from outside the area. It does go to intercept. So that means the operator has a little book where she can look up the number. There's a conversion number, all right, but it's not published. Now, why did they do it this way? Here's my best guess. The park is very long from north to south and extremely narrow from east to west. Probably there are payphones served by this central office up and down many, many miles of territory. A payphone 20 miles south of here might still be served by the same central office, but to make it local to Luray and long distance to other places just didn't make any sense. So they decided to make it all long distance and make several rate centers. Remember, at this point in time, the only dialing from coin phones is local dialing, and which local calling area do you want to say is the real one when the park is so long and so narrow? That's my guess as to why they set these up as toll stations in the first place. Now, why do you have to pick up, get a dial tone, and dial zero? Well, that's the easiest way to do it, because this little step CDO comes with standard equipment that enables coin lines. The coin selectors are there, the thing that puts the class of service tone on when the operator answers. Is there, and all they had to do was hook it up. If they'd made some sort of a hotline arrangement where picking up the phone goes right to the operator, that would have taken special equipment. So why not just use off-the-shelf equipment and tell the customer to pick up and dial zero? That's my guess on why you have to actually pick up and dial zero. And you know, I just thought of another reason. It's better to have a line that requires someone to dial zero before it rings the operator. Otherwise, a simply shorted or off-the-hook line would keep ringing in on the operator board. Anyway, that's all we recorded from the Shenandoah National Park. There wasn't much to record, of course, except using the cord board, and we've got tapes of that elsewhere.